In 3, 2.
And we were already going.
I know. I saw it. And you weren't coughing, so that's good.
I know. All right. Well, welcome to yet another week with Sarah and Dave. Of course, I'm Sarah. And with me is my awesome husband, who you heard do the intro-ish. Say hello, baby.
Hello, baby.
And it's Dave.
Yes, so we want to say hello to the 20-plus podcasters that we have listening every week, as we hope to
podcast listeners. They're not doing their own podcast.
What, but podcasters, people who listen to podcasts.
No, podcasters are the one that do the podcast. Like, we're podcasters.
So what are the listeners? The listeners. 20-plus listeners? I don't really like that. I don't think that gives them the credit that they deserve. Okay. I think that's shortchanging the podcasters.
Okay.
Good. Go on.
Sorry, it's been a minute since we've recorded. We ended up coming due, and then last week I had a cough and wasn't feeling great, so.
Yeah, if you think she's coughing now, you should have heard the last couple of weeks. Ooh.
You know.
What?
I'll tell you what. Such a Deborah.
A Deborah? Yeah, Sarah, Deborah. That is so old. You're like so far behind the times.
All right, Karen.
Yes, now it's Karen.
No, Karen and Deborah are two different.
Okay.
Karen's the ask, you know, for the manager, and Deborah's...
What is Deborah, what Sarah? Is.
I think what she's like an anti-vaxxer or something.
Bra?
Yeah, bra. For sure. I don't remember, the boys know better than me.
Okay.
You know, I just pretend like I'm hip.
Yes, you do.
I mean, I do know how to spill it, sis. At least I can say it. Mom can't say that.
No comment.
So, speaking of my mother, they were here for a visit last weekend to watch the boys' show choir.
Yeah.
That was a nice visit.
Yeah.
That was right when I started not feeling well. But thankfully, because I've really been concentrating on, you know, nutrition and other gut health and stuff, I was really only tired. I had a little bit of a fever the one day, but I really was only tired and had to deal with the cough. So poor David's been lingering longer than mine.
Yeah, he did a good job. We went for our kind of long taper run today for our half marathon next Sunday.
Yes, I'm very excited to watch you guys, which my dad will be back to watch that.
Yeah.
That'll be exciting. Extra cheering section.
Yeah.
Woo!
I'm excited.
Hooray! For... Yeah. Clappers. I'm going to try to remember my clappers. Okay. Or my cowbells.
Yeah.
Probably the cowbells. I like those better. I need to just leave them in the car.
Yeah. It might rain a little bit. It's going to rain a lot. For the next, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah. Welcome to not spring in Alabama.
Yeah.
But it's been warm like spring, though.
Yeah.
Like, our grass is turning green already.
Pretty nice, yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah. If pretty nice, it means that, you know, you have to mow the lawn soon.
Mow your lawn at the end of February, yeah.
Yeah, let's... I mean, we usually do sometime in March, but... I think it's going to end up coming in February.
Yeah, it was like spring cleaning weekend.
After, we did do some nice cleaning.
With not having the kids' events. It's nice because David and I only ran like 7 or 8 miles today. So we came home and got a bunch of work done. A bunch of stuff got done yesterday.
Yeah, the garage looks wonderful again.
Yeah. Used the pressure washer. Did some swimming yesterday.
At the pool indoors, of course.
Tore it up. Yeah.
Yeah, he's got the bee in his bonnet to work towards his Iron Man.
Oh, yeah.
Not this year.
We'll see.
No, not this year. Because first off, most of them are closed, and I'm not willing to pay, like, that tier 3 or whatever registration fee. It's already bad enough as it is.
Yeah.
So.
It's more than double to do an Iron Man versus a half Iron Man.
Yeah. That was already way more than I'd personally spend. But that's because,
Then I'll get the the Iron Man tattoo.
I still want to see that.
I can't like, wait.
I know.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I'm doing it.
Yeah, it's all for the tattoo, nothing else.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hilarious. Hilarious. I love it.
Yeah, so we got a busy week coming up.
Yes, Isaac is playing soccer.
Yeah, the goalie.
Yes, and so...
Got to see him yesterday. It was amazing.
He's not hard to find.
Yeah, got to watch him in a scrimmage playing goalie yesterday. I got to go for a run with David today. Got to go out to dinner.
You took me to dinner. We went to O'Charlie's and Lowe's because you know we
good.
Love Lowe's.
Yeah, I had the fried like cod and then the shrimp mm-hmm. with the bacon, mashed potatoes, and then mm-hmm. mac and cheese. And I ate all the rolls because you can't eat them. So
I know.
It was good. Yeah.
It was good. So, yeah, that was really good. That was really one of the first times that like we have gone out to dinner. Together in some time.
Yeah, I brought it up. I was like, I want to take you out to dinner. And you were like, let me go.
I'll go get ready. I'm not turning down a dinner.
Yeah.
Time out with
That's
my sweetie.
Really nice.
Even though we spend a lot of time together lately.
It's just not enough. You know?
I like just doing different things.
Yeah.
So when you offered for us to do something different, I was jumping on it.
Yeah. I mean, it was really nice. I enjoyed it. We got to talk about our upcoming trips and stuff and all sorts of fun. As you take care of your watch notification.
Forgot to turn my thing off.
Yeah. I know this is, and we took like 3 takes before we started too.
Yeah. Because
you kept coughing and
laughing.
Well,
and then you were horse playing.
What do you, there was no horse playing.
Fooling around all willy-nilly.
No, I was trying to do the 3-2-1 and then point to you thing, and you just couldn't keep your serious face on.
Yeah, that's hard sometimes for me.
Yeah.
You know, somebody's birthday is a week from today.
I know. That's a big one. 39. Yes. 39.
The big 39er.
Yeah. And do a half marathon with David.
I am not doing it. I will get up very early to go watch you, though.
Yeah, we're going to leave at, what, like 5?
Way earlier than I'd like to.
Like 4:45 or 5.
I don't know.
I'm going to have all my stuff in the car ready to go.
I'm sure.
Stop at the rest area about halfway there. I was talking to David about that today. It was really nice to go run with him and then go to Chipotle.
Oh, Isaac, I think, was slightly jealous about Chipotle.
Yeah, so let me tell you why I don't feel one bit bad that he was jealous about the Chipotle. First, like, last month, I offered to take him to Chipotle, and he said no. Second, yesterday, when we got home for dinner and we were getting ready to play probably one of the most competitive rounds of euchre that we've ever played, Isaac comes strolling into the living room with like a handful of my leftovers. I saw nothing wrong with the fact that he was just strolling through and eating that.
Well, how often do you not eat it and tell them they can have the leftovers?
I don't know. Maybe it just bothers me even more when he thinks he can do something like that. And he's like darn near 2 inches taller than me.
Really is.
Like, I know, like, 3 people that I see on a regular basis that are taller than me. So, one of them is my 14-year-old son.
Oh, he's so handsome. It's all right. I told him if he wanted me to start teaching him how to drive, he better mind his P's and Q's.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Man, we're less than 6 months away from that.
Yeah.
And you know me about making them have as much practice as possible.
Right, right.
So that's always exciting.
Yeah.
But they have a player's breakfast tomorrow morning for soccer, so he gets to do that. David's starting up with track practices. He won't do all of his practices this week since he's got the race.
Yeah.
And then Isaac has his first soccer games this weekend. And we were going to do a couples massage, and we can't now because of soccer. So now...
And that's okay. But that was very disappointing. Did you cancel it, by the way?
No, not yet.
That was a really good idea by you.
I know. I'm actually very disappointed. Well, and I would have liked to have just moved it up sooner, but I don't know if we'll be able to swing it because we have to go get packets.
Well, we'll look because we might. I'll see what time it starts. We might be able to just do that, then have lunch there, and then go straight to the massage, then straight to the game.
We'll have to figure it out.
Yeah, it's. I'm looking forward to Valentine's Day. It's a big deal from here on out.
I don't know.
Oh, it's a really big deal.
I mean, yeah, there's no, hey, I have cancer on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
I felt worse about your whole birthday more than Valentine's Day.
No. Yeah, you also wondered why I left work.
Yeah. Yeah, I have way more energy for this year. Oh, I was just thinking about that. Like, today with doing all that cleaning in the garage, a year ago, like, I would have been miserable. Like, I would have been incredibly sore and exhausted just from doing that because, like, I had so much inflammation in my body.
Yeah, you're back?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
You are back.
Even after, you know, not feeling well.
I know.
So, but, so I'm very, very, very excited about that. And we should go spinning tomorrow. Hopefully the coughing doesn't get too bad. I'm like, I swear I'm fine.
Yeah.
But I need to because I need to keep moving.
That'll be nice.
Oh, hey, don't let me forget to grab. I need to take some extra catalogs to drop them off.
That's good. Okay.
Because she works there at the Y. My host for doing the catalog show. She needed more catalogs, so.
Yeah, that'll be nice. Spend some time together tomorrow.
Yes, and then I actually have some phone calls tomorrow.
That's good.
I think I have two of them, actually.
Yeah.
So, yeah, got a TCB, you know.
Yeah, I got some studying to do tomorrow.
Oh, good.
Some stuff. Tuesday's a wear a suit to work kind of day.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, those have started to come out of nowhere.
Kind of a big deal.
No.
No, you just like to look presentable. I remember when David used to say he wanted to look presentable. He was so adorable.
Yeah, he still is.
Well, you're just not mom. The same. It's just not the same. I mean, they were so cute. Like, ugh. The cuteness.
Yeah, but I got to go take David to go run today and then go to Chipotle.
I know.
He tore it up.
Yeah, they are pretty fabulous, so.
Like, he's going to run a very fast half marathon.
Yeah, way faster than I've ever done. Like, has he run the half before?
Yeah.
That's what I thought he did.
Remember he ran, like, mid-140s.
That's what I thought he did.
Yeah.
He was sandbagging there.
He might run another... We might do another one, like, in November or December here.
Yeah, we'll have to see.
Yeah.
So...
I'm going to end up doing way more biking these days.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have better trails. I'm going to get my bike out again soon. Maybe both of them. I just got to get the stem fixed on the other one.
We'll it's been raining so much, and it's like the little cold, little wet, little windy kind of thing.
I don't mind it being cold. I have enough warm clothes to
get those
combat that.
Winter cycling gloves for us, too.
I know. I've got to make use of them.
Yeah. Oh, we will. Maybe not here, but we will.
No, I know. I know. So, super exciting. Plenty of things that we got going on to continue to get caught up on.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, yesterday, I took Isaac to soccer, and that's when I went and swam. And then you and David did the floors and cleaned out the windows and stuff. And then Today, after David and I did our long run and you and Isaac went to the grocery store, I pressure washed a bunch of stuff and then you guys went through a bunch of stuff in the garage.
Yeah, it needed just to be rearranged again. We'll still have to play around with it a little bit to get some of the... I want to put the bikes all in one place and our helmets. Like, almost have, like, one of those bike racks. And then have our helmets and whatever of our accessories hanging in a... like, a hook or something right above each of our bikes.
Right. Yeah.
But that'll take a little bit of time. We'll get it all figured out.
Yeah.
But we just needed to get some of that stuff just taken care of.
Yeah, we're going to mess with the yard and get the yard all set up and all that. But the sidewalk going up to the house looks really nice after the pressure washing.
Yeah.
Just gets, I mean, I do that probably about twice a year now because it gets pretty bad.
Mm-hmm.
It gets almost black.
It really does.
Yeah, kind of gross.
And the side of the house was kind of gross.
Yeah, it's better now.
Yeah, well, you got to get the rest of the siding in that other part.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was bad when I was like looking. I was like, oh, I can see the mold from here.
Yeah.
Like when I was walking the other day, like coming up to the house.
Yeah, some of the houses around here, like the entire house is like that. It's mm-hmm. gross.
Yeah, very exciting. But, yeah, I was pleased to get all sorts of that type of stuff done, some things reorganized, and have those projects done so that way we don't have to do them during the week when we're busier.
Right.
But I feel like something went on last week that we were going to talk about.
I don't know. It was a lot of just sick. Trying to make sure you guys felt better. I mean, we had the show choir and Enterprise.
I know. They had a really good performance.
Yeah, it's been nice watching with Isaac playing the trumpet and then David doing his part.
I know. I think they're finally starting to like coexist a little better in the same school again. It's been really nice to actually have them in the same school. Like when they were in elementary school, like they got along well and, you know, they would sit and talk to each other about things going on. So it's really nice to have them back in the same school. Yeah. Because it gives them an extra common thing for them to kind of get along with and kind of, you know, be on each other's side.
Yeah, they're doing a good job. I mean, Isaac is in, like, the most advanced classes you could be in and got all A's on his progress report. And David got what he needed on the ASVAB and is excited to hopefully join the Air Force. Following his mom's footsteps, following his dad's footsteps into coming into the Air Force.
Yeah, mine was very short-lived, so let's hope he doesn't follow my footsteps.
I'm pretty sure that he's going to be a lifer in the Air Force.
For him, probably.
Because he's excited about it.
I'll be interested to see how it pans out.
Yeah, he's ready. That's good. Then Isaac's looking at a couple of schools in Ohio.
Yes.
Which I am extremely happy about.
Me too.
Yeah.
Me too. Me three.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you what. I was laughing at Bill and Susan, you know. I said, told them they were getting ready for all that cold weather, you know, to hopefully someday come back to Ohio. And by coming back to Ohio, I mean move there when we moved there. But I'm impressed with their skiing. I mean, they've skied in the Alps and in Japan, and like they're world traveler skiers.
Yeah.
There's not much skiing to do down here.
No. But it's nice. Like, I like going on base to run with David on our weekends. There's a lot of people that come on base to run and ride bicycles.
Yeah, because it's one of the safer spots to be able to, because they don't have enough sidewalks and trails.
That's what I was telling Ray. It's like, either I'm going to get chased by a dog, or I'm going to get shot, like, running around here, or hit by some idiot driver around here.
Yeah. Preach it. Oh, we've got to get your car, that sensor fixed.
Yeah.
Man, that's a bummer.
Yeah, we'll have to drop it off in the
morning. That's why.
Somehow.
You know what was funny is it when I backed your car out a little bit today.
Yeah.
To, you know, to make sure I could move those pillars. That back sensor was beeping. I was like, well, nothing was there. So I was thinking it was just the front sensor and not paying attention. I was thinking, well, maybe I saw the red, but that's why it was beeping. It was because that sensor's not right. So we for sure need to try to take that in tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, so we'll have to do
that. We'll just stop in there after we do spinning. Or maybe on our way. Well, no.
Yeah,
because I don't think they open till 8.
Yeah.
So, anyways. So, man, nothing majorly exciting, which isn't always a bad thing.
No. We'll just get through the week, do a couple of soccer games, go to Birmingham for the race.
Yeah. Yes, early morning. We did get to kind of sleep in this weekend, though. It was nice.
Yeah.
It was really nice.
Speaking of, I gotta see what, okay. Blood sugar.
Next Monday, we're off work, though. And school.
Know. Yeah. I got like a 3-day weekend, then a 3-day work week, then a 3-day weekend.
Yes.
No, a 4-day weekend. I got a 4-day weekend coming up.
I know. I'm gonna be tired of you.
Well, we got a lot of stuff. I mean, what is it? Friday and Saturday, we got soccer. Mm-hmm. Sunday, we got our half marathon. And then Monday,
just an off day.
Yeah. Maybe Monday we'll go bowling.
Maybe after Dad gets back from his account, because he's not leaving until Tuesday.
Oh, yeah, we could all go bowling. That'd be fun.
We'll have to tie him into that.
Or you can talk about your new Pampered Chef stuff now.
Nope.
You can't
not
talk
sharing
about
it publicly. It's only in my shows. Because I don't.
That's so fun.
I know, but I'm trying to keep the excitement for my February shows.
If I could do like a boo, hiss kind of noise thing, oh, I'd do it right
you
now.
You know what? When I'm doing videos and I'm in the kitchen, some of my people can start looking for the new
you
products.
You haven't done many videos in the kitchen. Well, you've been coughing so much.
My
We're
own.
Lucky to be able to do this tonight. What are we going to have for a snack tonight?
Well, I'm thinking about maybe eating some of that cheese sauce. I did make my blender fall off my counter. So,
I had to the pictures.
Send that back.
Lord.
Yeah, that was quite the cleanup job, too. Not what I wanted to do. I got to get that sent out this week.
Yeah.
So I can get it back. Thankfully, I have a backup blender. For now.
Yes.
We haven't gotten rid of it yet, so it's benefiting us. But anyways, what else, babe? Anything?
No.
Any exciting news? Funny stories?
Funny stories. I can't think.
I know. I feel like we had stuff. We need to try to take notes for the podcast during the week.
Yeah.
Yes. So this was not an exciting one, but everybody's caught up. People love to hear about us.
A lot of stuff between like soccer, the half marathon.
Yeah, we'll have to decide whether we'll do Sunday on the birthday or Monday. We are doing carrot cake. Dave's requested carrot cake.
Yeah.
That carrot cake I make is delicious. Best one I've ever had.
Yeah.
So I can't wait for that. Then we got to figure out your dinner. What you want for your birthday dinner?
We'll have to see if we'll eat here Sunday and then go out Monday, or how we want to do it.
It's going to be your call.
Yeah.
It's your birthday. Got that new bike for your birthday?
Yeah.
Which you already have it.
Yes. It is amazing.
Yes. I know you've been trainering on it.
Yeah. I gotta wait to get through the race Sunday to get more on the bicycle.
I know.
Gotta get a lot of time on the bicycle.
That's
to
true.
Get ready for the next stuff.
Yeah. Again, next year.
Why?
First off, you need adequate time to prepare.
It's November, Sarah.
Yeah, that's no.
Yeah, I got training plans saved that go from like 12 to like 30 weeks.
I don't think that's a wise idea, not with having several vacations this summer and other stuff. I don't think ramping up that fast to be able to go from, it's not like you just completed your half Ironman like now.
I'm in better shape now than when I did that race.
I don't know. I just don't want to rush it. And I don't think we should do it this year.
Oh.
Again, not paying that tier 3 premium.
What do you, it's not even, it's not that much at this point.
No, like, we had to sign up a year in advance to get the good, the best pricing for the other one.
Oh, for Chattanooga. No, it wasn't a year. It's like 10 months.
It was. Let's see, you signed up more by August.
Yeah.
So, yeah, 10-ish months.
Yeah, it might have been better if it wouldn't have gone so well. But now it's like, why do another half?
Yeah, I still am not keen on, I say not this year. Like, I know you could do it this year, but I think it would be way too stressful.
It would be stressful.
Stressful on the body, too.
Oh, well, yeah, maybe.
It's counterproductive. We're wanting to do it to be healthier and have your body working well. I don't think it's a good idea.
Oh.
I think you'll do great when it's time for us to do it, but again, we only have so much time left with the kids.
Yes.
So I know it's killing you to wait longer.
Our oldest would really like to go and see me do one.
He will.
Yeah.
He'll be there.
Yeah.
He'll be there. We'll make sure we time it appropriately from his, you know, going into basic training and such.
That's still, like, well, you know, I'll believe it when I see it.
It's true. Who knows? He might decide to stay closer. I can't see that happening.
No.
Not if we're living here, for sure.
Not here.
If we're not living, no. If we're living here, he for sure won't.
No.
So.
It would take, like, a girl for either of our children to go to college in Alabama.
Oh, no. They're still not allowed. No.
I don't see them in any way, shape, or form.
Nope. They are not allowed. Our money is not going to Alabama colleges. Sorry for all of our friends who really like Alabama colleges. So, anyways, I think it's time to sign off now, babe.
Yeah, we'll have our snack.
I can't wait to have a nice snack. Maybe watch a program.
Yeah, it's 8:18 now, so we got some time.
I know, I can't wait.
Yeah.
So, guys, it's been great. I can't wait to catch up with you guys more next week, tell you how the race went. And, Dave, do you have any guesses on how much David will beat you by? You can see if it's a guesstimate.
So, we said today that if I'm within 30 minutes of him, like, something went wrong.
So, there we have it, folks. Let's see if we can see how it goes. So, all right, everyone. Have an amazing week. We can't wait to bring you some more fun content. And hopefully, we can get some good, exciting stuff next week, too. We'll see you later. Bye.